أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of how he will come before his ummah and he will stand as a witness against the deniers and the rejecters from amongst the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain characteristics and attributes of the Quran which was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah explained how it is a clarifier and how it explains everything that relates to the human self and everything else beyond that. Allah spoke of how it is a source of guidance, it is a source of rahmah, a source of mercy, and indeed it is a carrier of glad tidings for the believers. The next ayah, ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl, is a verse of the Quran that enjoys certain special characteristics. Firstly, it is an ayah that perhaps many of us know by heart. And that is because we hear it in every khutbah on the day of Jummah. The second khutbah on the day of Jummah ends with this ayah. Not only on the day of Jummah, but even the khutbah of the two Eid. They end with this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, up to the end. Now, where did this come from? Why do we find that the khatibs, that they conclude the second khutbah with this ayah? This was a sunnah and a practice introduced in the time of the Khulafa Rashidin already. In the time of the rightly guided khalifs, they had introduced this into the khutbah. Why? Because this ayah is known as the most comprehensive verse of the Quran. More than one authority and more than one Sahabi has referred to it as the most comprehensive ayah of the Quran, and the messages contained in here are very vast and too broad for us to cover in a short period or in a few minutes' time. There are many who had embraced Islam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they heard of this ayah being recited and when they learned of the beautiful teachings contained within this ayah. One notable person, he was the leader of his community. He was the leader of his tribe. And when he heard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked two people, in fact, he himself wanted to go and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His community members said, listen, you are the leader of the community. It is not appropriate for you to leave and to go on your own. You don't know what awaits you, and you don't know what to encounter when you go and meet this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he decided to send two people from his tribe to go and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a dialogue, a discussion that had taken place between them and the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Specific questions were asked. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah of the Quran to them. And when they heard it, the discussion came to an end. And they left and they went back to this person who had sent them, the leader of the tribe. And they related to him what had happened. And then they recited this ayah of the Quran to him. He was so moved and he was so captivated by his message that he embraced Islam. And he asked his entire tribe and all his people, the whole community, to embrace Islam. And they all came into the fold of Islam because of the power of this ayah of the Quran. Then there's another famous Sahabi also, Uthman ibn Mab'un, radiallahu ta'ala, a very famous Sahabi. He too was motivated and encouraged to embrace Islam because of what was contained in this ayah. What does Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah, without doubt, certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'mur, Allah instructs. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct you with? And we learn from this that what attracts people most to Islam, not our acts of worship. Your act of worship is your thing between you and Allah. Your acts of worship are not there to attract people to Islam. And you find most, Whenever you look at people coming to the fold of Islam, it's not because they were attracted to the acts of worship, but they were attracted to the character, the morals, and the values and principles that Islam has to offer. And that is what is found in this ayah. What does Allah instruct? Allah says, Inna Allaha ya'mur. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs you bil adl. Al adl is such a broad term. We translate al adl today as justice. One translation of adl is justice. But justice, there are so many different levels and types of justices. Different types of al-adl, so that's the one meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs you to be just. Now justice means to give whatever is due to the next person. What is the next person's right to give what is due to that person? Whatever right it may be, not only in terms of monetary and financial rights that the person has over you, but whatever rights belong to that person, to honor it to that person, to give it to that person, to award it to that person, irrespective of what relationship you enjoy with that person, friend or foe. That's al-adl. Al-adl also means moderation, to be between two extremes. So not to cross the limit and not to fall short of what is required of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of al-adl in many other places of the Quran, that whenever you judge, whenever you make a decision, no matter who the parties may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, exercise justice, even if you are going to pass a judgment against a relative of yours. Even if you are going to pass a judgment against your own parents. But if you are required to pass a judgment and they are in error and they are at fault, whether it is your child. Today it's very common when a complaint comes to a parent regarding the child, the first thing the parent does is, without ascertaining the reality of the complaint and without investigating, we are quick to support and to stand up against our children and defend them even though they may be in the error. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is justice. That's one form of justice. Then there is al-adl, there's justice between you and Allah. We need to exercise adl between us and Allah. Meaning whatever Allah has demanded of us, justice deserves, adl deserves, that we fulfill it as and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to be fulfilled. That's one form of adl. So there's adl, the first form of adl, and the highest form of adl is between you and Allah. You must be just in your relationship with Allah. You cannot exceed the limit and fall into acts of innovation, and you must not fall short of what is demanded of you. Al-adl, moderation in your relationship with Allah, balance in your relationship with Allah. Then there's adl between you and your very self. There's justice between you and your own self. Your body and your own self has rights over you. Rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ لِجَسَّدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. Your body has rights over you. There are certain things that are going to be detrimental and harmful towards your physical self, your body and your health. Adl demands that you don't oppress yourself. This body is not yours, you cannot treat it and do with it as you please. It was an amanah given to you and this body has a right over you. This body has been left in your care as an aman, as a trust. So what's the demand of adl? Adl demands that you give your body what's due to your body and you don't fall short of what is due to your body and you don't exceed the limit. That's with the body. And Lord Nabi says, إِنَّ لِجَسَّدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ وَإِنَّ لِعَيْنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. Nabi Sallallahu says, even these eyes of yours, they have a right over you. When you are exhausted and when you are tired, go to bed. Go to bed. Even though you may not want it, your body needs it. Your eyes want it, so fulfill. Look at adl, what a broad concept adl is. How to apply adl when it comes to yourselves, when it comes to your... Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍ. Then your spouse has certain rights over you. Exercise adl over there. Don't fall short, don't exceed the limit. Your children, your and then you extend this to your colleagues and to your subordinates and to your boss, to your employee, to your employer, to your broader community, to your neighbors. Adl. What a broad term adl is. There are different levels and different forms of adl, starting with adl between you and Allah, adl between you and yourself, adl between you and your parents, adl between, what is adl? Fulfilling what is due to the next person without exceeding the limit and not falling short of what is due to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. That's the first injunction and instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in this ayah. May Allah grant us the understanding.